The LiveLean.org program. Table of contents. Introduction. 35 seconds. The LiveLean program. 7 minutes, 45 seconds. Macronutrients. 14 minutes, 47 seconds. LiveLean nutritional summary. 43 minutes, 36 seconds. Food sources. 52 minutes, 16 seconds. Exercise program. Weight training. 1 hour, 5 minutes, 49 seconds. Aerobic training. 1 hour, 17 minutes, 4 seconds. Conclusion. 1 hour, 29 minutes, 37 seconds. LiveLean.org. Take on your health. What is living lean? This concept is simple. Build muscle. Burn fat. Okay. How do you do it? Living lean is actually very simple. It is simply knowing how to eat, buying the right foods, then having routines in place to prepare your meals, pack food when necessary, and eating every few hours to keep your metabolism on fire. This Live Lean audiobook is going to explain what to feed your body and how to fuel it regularly to keep your metabolism on fire. The videos on the website, livelean.org, will show you some basic weight training exercises that will build muscle and some cardiovascular exercises that will burn fat. These exercises, combined with eating every few hours, will literally melt the fat off of your body while building lean muscle mass. Okay, the basics. Our bodies are electrochemical, mechanical machines that are operated by a complex hormonal control system. Although the body and mind are interrelated in every aspect, let's think of the body itself as a machine for a moment. For this example, let's pretend that the body is a car. In order to run a car, you need gasoline, its fuel. If you're driving your high-performance car, you should use a high-octane gasoline. Octane ratings measure a gasoline's ability to resist engine knock, a rattling or pinging sound that results from premature ignition of the compressed fuel-air mixture in one or more cylinders. A higher octane level, for a car that needs it, improves combustion efficiency, and the result is better performance. The fuel required to power a car is very sophisticated, and a car will not operate without it. You cannot just pour anything into the gas tank. Filling a car with water or alcohol will not work. A car requires refined petroleum fuel. The amount of fuel that a car consumes is dependent on the size of the engine. A bigger engine obviously needs more fuel. Our bodies function the same way. Our energy level, feelings, and emotions are dictated by how and what we fuel ourselves, both mentally and physically. This program will teach you how to fuel your body with high-octane fuel that makes our bodies function in the optimal way, e.g. building muscle and burning fat. If we look back to the history of the human race, you'll notice that before the 1900s, civilization was very physically active and ate foods that were rich in nutritional quality. When the Industrial Revolution arrived in the 1900s, whole grains started becoming completely refined, thus removing most of their nutrients while adding refined sugar. Thinking about the changes in 1939, nutritionist Jean Bogart noted, "The machine age has had the effect of forcing upon the peoples of the industrial nations the most gigantic human feeding experiment ever attempted. The machine age has had the effect of forcing upon the peoples of the industrial nations the most gigantic human feeding experiment ever attempted. Industry, marketing, and greed have ever changed the eating habits of the world. These days, the foods that people regularly eat are produced in mass quantities, stripped of nutritional value, loaded with preservatives, to improve shelf life, and then marketed as healthy. Many of the foods that we consume contain toxins for which our bodies are not evolutionarily prepared. It is your choice to put toxic foods in your body. On a macro scale, the only way for us to change what is being offered is to change our eating habits and shift the demand curve to healthier products. This is already happening. Look at the closing of Hostess. Although I empathize with those who lost their jobs, this just shows that the demand for Twinkies and cupcakes has been declining. But changing the nutritional habits of industry is not the goal of this program. The goal of this program is to get you the knowledge and tools to be getting leaner every single day. It has been said that success is the progressive realization of a worthy goal or ideal. Success on this program means that each day you will be leaner than you were the day before, and over time you will see major results. Following these principles, you will know, with certainty, that you are on the right track. This is why it is critical that we pay attention to what we eat. If we do not pay close attention to our meals in the right proportions and time them correctly, We lead our body's electrochemical mechanical system to be overloaded with foreign and often toxic foods. Our bodies are not made for and have not evolved to eat these types of foods. Toxic foods combined with lack of physical activity is a major reason for our society's prevalence toward chronic disease such as obesity, cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and many other physical disorders. Think about what happened to the environment between the 1920s and 1990s. It became very polluted. The same sort of thing happened to the human race's bodies in this time frame, and is proven by the increased number of cases of these diseases. Without examining and applying a proper diet, you may be lucky to avoid one of these serious ailments. However, you are still not living at your full potential. You are still not living lean. There's a tremendous power in one's attitude when they know that they are getting in better shape each day of their lives, rather than always feeling like they have to start a diet to get in good shape. When one fuels themselves using sound dietary principles, they will avoid normal, everyday pitfalls, such as this lack of energy, hormonal mood swings, as well as long-term illness. Examine your diet and lifestyle right now. Do you eat in a hit-or-miss fashion, or what I call a seafood diet? I'm sure you have heard the old joke, I follow a seafood diet, meaning that when I see food, I eat it. A seafood diet suggests that you eat whatever is in front of you and in varying quantities. If you do not plan your shopping list and what you eat, it is time to change. It is time to live lean. Although this whole process of planning your dietary meals may sound difficult, it really is not. Living lean is for optimal performance and a long life. Do you want to be there for your grandchildren and great-grandchildren? If so, it is time to apply what you learn. The first law of thermodynamics applies here, which states that in any closed system, energy is conserved. You can only get out of a system what you put in. Every time you eat something, a part of that is staying in your body in some form of muscle or fat. So you literally are what you eat. If you are putting in sporadic foods and other junk, then the result is bad performance and foreign toxins in your body, leading to the above ailments. If, however, you are fueling yourself with the exact foods that your body requires, the foods for which the body was made in the correct proportions and at the right frequency, then you will feel an optimal state of performance all the time. Again, what is put into a system must come out in some form. As you have probably heard, garbage in, garbage out. As one eats, they should view their diet as the most powerful drug that exists. A proper diet contains all of the macro and micronutrients that humans need to thrive and live a healthy life. The LiveLean.org program. Now, on to the program. Now you know why people struggle with their weight. This is how to live lean. How to build muscle. The way we develop muscle mass is to weight train. We will discuss the actual workout in depth shortly. Again, as our muscle mass increases in our body, our engine gets bigger, and our metabolism, our ability to burn more energy, also increases. As one gains muscle mass, the amount of calories our bodies burn, at all times, rest or active, increases as well. As we gain muscle, the effect of cardiovascular exercise increases the amount of fat we lose. It would be great if becoming lean were as easy as the caloric equation mentioned above. If caloric considerations were all that we had to concern ourselves with, we could figure out our lean body mass, discover the amount of calories our bodies burn during the day, read labels on the foods we eat, and get leaner every day. Unfortunately, it's not this easy. The body's control system and the way it responds to the food and frequency with which we consume food makes this analysis a bit more complex. We will now discuss oxygen, water, the different types of macronutrients, the response our bodies have to these foods, and the frequency in which we should eat our meals. An internal combustion engine requires two things necessary for operation: air and fuel. Air is necessary for the fuel to combust. Did you ever light a candle and put a glass over it? What happens? The candle goes out because it runs out of oxygen. This is exactly what happens when someone suffocates from running out of air. The first and primary requirement for our physical bodies is an ample supply of oxygen. It is oxygen combined with the fuel we ingest that creates energy. The first step to becoming leaner every day is to increase activities that add more oxygen flow to our bodies, and to eliminate anything that restricts oxygen flow to our bodies. Breathing. Your lungs are the gateway for oxygen to enter your body. People should focus on eliminating anything that impedes the flow of oxygen into their bodies and breathe deeply. An ample flow of oxygen leads to a variety of health benefits and is instrumental to improving your metabolism. A note on smoking. Smoking obviously decreases the amount of oxygen into your body because it literally clogs your lungs with black tar. If you smoke, think about what you're really doing. When you take a drag, you are taking a deep breath. It is not the smoke that gives you the high. It is the added oxygen that gives you that feeling. When you have the desire to have a cigarette, take a walk outside and take 10 deep, slow breaths. This gives the exact same feeling as having a cigarette. Try this today if you smoke. If you need some reasons why to stop smoking, think about these. Smoking is a known carcinogen, cancer-causing agent. It is a number one age accelerator and cause for heart disease and cancer. If you smoke, be sure that you will have one of two things happen to you. One, you will die prematurely and leave your family and friends. Or two, you will have a severely debilitated quality of life when you are older. Remember and apply what Yul Brynner said on his deathbed. Don't smoke. Again, I want to emphasize here that big business does not necessarily have the good of the end user in mind. If they did, they would not market and sell cigarettes. There is no incentive for these big companies to encourage you to eat well. I figured out a way, and I'm sharing it with you. It is up to you to take control of your life and health, not some third-party government agency like the USDA. The next on our list is water. Water is the next most important element for living lean, optimal health, energy, and memory. Human beings can live for around 5 weeks without food, but only a few days without water in a moderate climate. The body is 60 to 70% water, and this water is constantly cycled through the body in a plethora of bodily functions. Most of the water that we consume is removed by the kidneys. Some is lost by the process of breathing and tearing and sweating. It is imperative that we drink enough water. I read a statistic that showed that going into a dehydrated state by even 2% causes us to lose over 20% of our energy, memory, and awareness. If we feel thirsty, we have already reached a point of dehydration and are operating at less than optimal energy levels. We should never get thirsty. The way to avoid becoming thirsty is to drink enough water in a regular fashion. It is recommended that we intake at least 12 glasses of water per day. I personally recommend drinking one glass of water every hour, which for an old person yields about 18 glasses a day. This will give your body enough water to fully flush your system and allow you to urinate regularly and cleanly. Your urine should be almost clear. If your urine is yellow, you need more water. The next most important part of our physical well-being is the food that we eat, our fuel. Food is one of the things over which we have direct control in our lives. Hippocrates once said, "Let your food be your medicine, and medicine be your food." A healthy diet is the best method to ensure health in your future. The word diet is derived from the Latin word dieta, meaning way of life or regimen. You are developing a healthy way of life, and your dietary regimen will add order to many other areas of your life. For many, this way of eating is going to be a big change. Let it be. Get hardcore about it. Get some friends enrolled in the program with you and support each other. When I started living and eating this way, a good friend of mine also was on the program. We truly encouraged each other and pushed through any negative peer pressure that was leading us to break our diet. After 6 months of eating this way, your life will be changed. You will not be able to eat the other foods. People couldn't force you to eat poor quality foods or drink alcohol in any quantity, and you'll be proud to live lean. Your example will be leadership to others. If they ask how you did it, please point them to the site, livelean.org. Ingestion. Here we will break down what happens when we eat. The first step of nutrition is ingestion, meaning actually picking up the food and chewing it. When we ingest foods, we should focus on chewing the foods from 20 to 50 times to ensure proper digestion. Assimilation is the rate at which foods are absorbed into the body and will be discussed in great length further. When the food enters the bloodstream, it is brought to each cell of the body. Each cell in the entire body is regenerated each year, meaning that your cells are physically the matter you put into your mouth, so you literally are what you eat. After foods are absorbed, the body creates toxins, and those toxins and used cells are eliminated through the body's waste. We should have a bowel movement every 24 hours. If you aren't, you should eat more fiber and drink more water, which you will have plenty of in the Live Lean program. All foods are made up of three major macronutrients that the body needs. They are carbohydrates, fats, and proteins. Carbohydrates and fats supply energy, while protein, in addition to energy, provides the structural components necessary for the growth and repair of muscle and other tissue. How do these different macronutrients work, and how do they affect our body? Macronutrients. Fats. The first macronutrient that will be discussed is fat. This paragraph is a bit technical, but bear with me as I want you to have a strong background in what's going on when you eat. Scientifically, fats are a class of molecules known as fatty acids, which are a string of carbon atoms with varying numbers of hydrogen atoms attached. The carbon-carbon configuration is of high energy, and therefore twice the caloric value of carbohydrates and protein. Fatty acids with a hydrogen atom attached at every available site are called saturated fats. The body prefers to use this type of fat for energy, according to Joe Dillon Shares by Joe Dillon. Fatty acids with one hydrogen atom missing are known as monounsaturated fats. Monounsaturated fats have a link in their carbon chain where two carbon molecules share, not one, but two bonds with each other. Body fat contains monounsaturated fats and can be converted into energy that the body burns as easily as saturated fats. Those fatty acids with more than one hydrogen atom missing are known as polyunsaturated fats. Polyunsaturated fats have two or more double bonds in their carbon chain. Some are used for energy, but most have other vital functions in the body. These small changes in chemical structure have significantly different effects on health. Saturated fats raise serum cholesterol levels and thus pose the greatest threat to your heart. Monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fats do not raise cholesterol levels. In fact, research indicates that both may actually reduce blood cholesterol levels when substituted for saturated fat in the diet. We will discuss this later in the program. Another type of fat that is artificially created by food companies is called trans fats. That is short for transformed fats. Trans fats are essentially low-quality vegetable oils transformed into saturated fats through an electrical, thermal, chemical process. Food companies raise vegetable oil close to the boiling point, then bubble hydrogen through the heated oil while passing electrical currents through it. The entire process is done for one purpose, to increase the shelf life of the fat, thus increasing the life of the product, which increases the bottom line. This is how margarine and other unhealthy oils are made. Chemically, this alteration makes vegetable oil more like saturated fat. There are two essential fatty acids, meaning the body does not make them. They are alpha-linolenic acid, omega-3, and linolenic acid, omega-6, essential fatty acids. 98% of society consumes too much fat, yet 95% of people are deficient in the intake of these two essential fatty acids, according to Joe Dillon Shares by Joe Dillon. The word essential means necessary and that the body does not create them. Once the body has omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids, it can produce other required fatty acids. Deficiencies in these two acids may result in disorders such as ulcers, dry skin, and arthritis. Most fatty acids are in the form of triglycerides. Triglycerides are the chemical form in which most fat exists, in food as well as in the body. Triglycerides are derived from fats eaten in foods or made in the body from other energy sources like carbohydrates. Calories ingested in a meal and not used immediately by muscle and other tissues are converted into triglycerides and transported to fat cells to be stored. Hormones regulate the release of triglycerides from fat tissue to meet the body's needs for energy between meals. This leads us to the use of fats in our body. Fats are energy reserve. Fat also insulates the body and cushions vital organs. Fat comes from two places. One, directly from foods. And two, are converted from glucose, blood sugar, for storage in the body. Our bodies store fat when we feed and exercise it in a way that triggers the fat storing process. We will discuss this process when we discuss carbohydrates. Our goal is to get out of the fat storing mode and into the fat mobilization mode, meaning the state when our body will not store fat for future use, but use the triglycerides in our fat cells for fuel and burn it. We want our bodies to be in a constant state of flux, so that the body always knows that it is going to eat and will therefore constantly burn its fat stores for energy. We store fat in three different places, subcutaneously under the skin, intramuscularly in our muscles, and interorgan between organs. As you begin to mobilize your fat stores, you will lose fat in all three of these areas and decrease your body fat percentage. Almost all the cells in the body can convert fat into energy, a process called fatty acid oxidation. This is our goal with our new dietary nutrition regimen. Doing this long term is living lean. There are four sources of saturated fats. They are animal fats, saturated fats, processed fats, trans fats, fats exposed to high temperatures, oxidized fats, and tropical oils. Animal fats include butter, lard, cheese, and red meat sources. Processed fats include cooking oil, margarine, and hydrogenated fats. High-temperature fats cook into food at high temperatures. High-temperature cooked foods include fried foods such as French fries, pork rinds,
potato chips, and fried calamari. Tropical oils include coconut, palm, and palm kernel oils. These fats make you feel tired, make you fat, shut off the fat-burning process, and contribute to disease such as heart disease, strokes, and cancer, according to Joe Dillon Shares by Joe Dillon. Another thing to note is that fat is a place where our bodies store toxins. So the more fat you have in your body, the more of a toxic state you are in. Cholesterol is a hard, waxy substance critical to many bodily functions. While essential fatty acids keep membranes pliable, cholesterol gives them enough rigidity to prevent their collapse. Too much cholesterol in the body has definite adverse effects. It is the main component of the plaque that builds up on walls of arteries, which leads to heart attacks, strokes, and other problems resulting from poor blood circulation. The body uses carbon or acetate fragments to make cholesterol. Acetate fragments are the end product of fatty acid oxidation and an intermediate product of carbohydrate metabolism. Saturated fats are the main source of acetate fragments because they are the preferred fuel of the body for energy. High glycemic carbohydrates produce the acetate fragments rather quickly, and so diets high in saturated fats and refined carbohydrates have a great influence on cholesterol production, according to the Nutrition Almanac. Cholesterol is transported by the body by protein-coated carriers called lipoproteins after fat droplets are absorbed through the small intestine. These particular lipoproteins are called high-density lipoproteins, or HDL. They carry the fat globules composed of both cholesterol and triglycerides to the liver. The liver then metabolizes the fat. The fats that are sent out to various parts of the body are carried by low-density lipoproteins, or LDL. All cells in the body have receptors for LDL, but when each cell has absorbed enough fat and cholesterol for its needs, the receptor closes. The remaining LDL keeps circulating in the blood and eventually is either stored as fat or is transferred back to an HDL carrier for the return to the liver. HDL is known as good cholesterol and LDL as bad cholesterol. The reason is that when it's in the form of LDL, cholesterol can collect on and damage arterial walls, which increases the risk of atherosclerosis, which causes heart attacks and strokes. A diet high in saturated fats and refined carbohydrates increases the amount of LDL circulating in the blood and elevates blood serum triglycerides and cholesterol. Polyunsaturated fats lower LDL, but lower HDL as well. Monounsaturated fats moderately lower HDL, but do not affect HDL, according to the Nutrition Almanac. Monounsaturated fats do not clump and do not produce acetate fragments leading to LDL. When we eat any saturated fat, those hydrogen atoms are literally damaging our arteries like Chinese stars and also act as a clumping agent in our blood. When the saturated bond travels through the bloodstream, it sticks to other molecules and damages the walls of the arteries. This, combined with artery lining buildup of cholesterol, is what happens when people have a blood clot or heart attack. Red blood cells bring oxygen to the rest of the body, and the entire blood supply goes through the body in less than a minute. Bad fat makes your blood cells sticky, and they form clumps. When blood cells stick together by one's choice of food, the clump can grow so large that it blocks the entire artery. This is the most extreme case of this clumping. What normally happens, however, is that the blood cells do not travel through the bloodstream as efficiently as possible, and this limits the amount of oxygen that goes into our muscles, organs, tissues, and ultimately our cells. This lack of oxygen causes the body to limit its cleansing process and leaves the body in a state of toxicity. This is the beginning of many diseases of toxicity, such as cancer, heart disease, and diabetes. This process also blocks the ability to burn fat, so if you are impeding your body's ability to carry oxygen, then you will not burn as much fat, according to Joe Dillon Shares by Joe Dillon. This process helps us see that we want to keep our fat intake to monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fats that are rich in omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids. So the first step is to stay away from the fats on the saturated fat list. The second step is recognizing that even good fats can become toxic if they are oxidized before you eat them. When fatty acids oxidize, they begin to turn rancid, which makes them toxic. Most fats oxidize quickly when exposed to heat, light, or air. So you want to avoid any process that exposes these good fats to heat, light, or air. You should try to consume the fats in the good fat list in the LiveLean.org website in their natural state. This means no frying, roasting, or other processes that transform the state of the fat molecule into its oxidized state. This includes french fries, fried chicken wings, fried calamari, and other foods of that sort. The best places to get your fats are from the plant sources that you can read in the good, bad fat list. Not all plant oils are good for you, however. Tropical oils are one example of this. Remember, just because it is edible doesn't mean it is good for you. You have to work on eliminating toxic fats and work on ingesting good, essential fats into your diet. Measuring fat in foods. When you read a label in stores, remember a very basic rule. When choosing foods that have the term low fat, be careful not to be deceived. One should look at what percentage of total calories is fat and keep this number below 20%. That is a good rule of thumb for healthy fat eating. For example, 2% milk is 35% fat, while 1% milk is 22% fat. As Joe Dillon recommends, a good equation to use to calculate fat in foods is the grams of fat times 9 divided by the total calories per serving. This equals the caloric percentage of fat, which you want to keep to 20% or less. By changing your intake of essential fats, you will notice a plethora of differences in your life. You will soon feel better because these fats speed up your metabolism, make your skin more elastic, slow down your aging process, and improve your immune system. Remember that excellent snacks and great sources of essential fats are raw nuts. Please see the Good Bad Fat list on the site to learn more. Protein. The next macronutrient we will discuss is protein. Protein is needed for the construction, maintenance, and repair of the body's structure. When a protein food is eaten, the body breaks it down into amino acids. There are 20 amino acids, and they can be combined in many ways, just like the alphabet, into protein chains. These are three-dimensional shapes that vary in their purpose in the body. Proteins are the major building block for muscle, blood, skin, hair, nails, and internal organs, including the heart and brain. Protein is very important for the creation of hormones that affect many functions of the body, including the rate of metabolism. Protein also helps prevent the blood and tissue from becoming too acidic or too alkaline and helps regulate the body's water balance. Enzymes are proteins that act as catalysts for all chemical reactions in the body and are essential for digestion, cellular energy, tissue, organ repair, and brain activity. Enzymes bind with other molecules called substrates to change their chemical composition for a desired result. These results vary for different bodily needs. There's a unique enzyme for every substrate, so the body needs many enzymes to function. The diet also supplies the body with specific enzymes. A lack of enzymes in the body can have significant consequences. This is one of the reasons why we must ensure that we have enough protein in our diets, according to the Nutrition Almanac. Protein that is not needed for construction, maintenance, or repair of the body's structure can be used for energy production. Excess protein in the diet, once broken down into amino acids, is turned into glucose or glycogen, or put into storage as fat. The problem is that when protein is burned for energy, it does not burn clean like carbohydrates and fat, but leaves a toxic residue called ammonia. If there is insufficient carbohydrate in the diet, in order to meet energy demands, especially of the brain, protein in muscle tissue is used, which results in a loss of lean body mass. High dietary intake of protein, however, can also exacerbate allergies and autoimmune diseases by aggravating the immune system. This means that you only want to eat the right amount of protein for your lean body mass and rate of physical activity, which we will discuss below. There are 8 essential amino acids, the building blocks of proteins. From these 8, your body makes over 50,000 proteins. Meat, fish, poultry, eggs, dairy products, and soybeans furnish the 8 essential amino acids. The proteins you put into your body should be lean, meaning that you want to keep the amount of fat these protein sources contain to 20% or less of their calories. On this program, you're going to be weight training and doing cardio, so you're considered an athlete. Get used to it. That is who you are now. A side note on being an athlete. Another thing that always makes me think is when we go to athletic events as spectators. The athletes are finely tuned athletic machines, eating exactly what this program is telling you to eat, and in the same frequency. But look at what the so-called fans are fed. Beer, hot dogs, nachos, pretzels, soda, wings, etc. If the athletes eat that food, they'd be cut from the team. You literally cannot eat healthy at a sporting event. That is why it's important to pack your own meals wherever you go, which we will discuss later. And when someone questions you on why you're bringing your own food, you tell them that you are an athlete and that your coach has you on a special diet, your coach being me. If they try to stop you bringing it into wherever you are going, ask them if they serve that food. If they don't, tell them you are bringing it in unless they serve healthier food. Make a stand for your health. So how much protein do you need? As an athlete, you need between 1.2 and 1.7 grams per kilogram of body weight, or 0.5 to 0.8 grams per pound. This sounds complicated, but it really isn't. You simply take your entire protein intake and divide it by your meals in a day. But it's even easier than this. In simple terms, you want at least 20 to 30 grams of protein per meal, or 10 to 15 grams of protein per snack. The hardest part about any meal is getting the lean complete protein in. When you work your muscles harder, you need more protein. You want a portion of protein the size of your fist at meals, and half the size of your fist for a snack. More on this later. When you put food in your body, you trigger one of two hormonal responses. You will either trigger insulin or glucagon. Excess insulin causes a negative effect by storing excess blood sugar in the fat cells as triglycerides. The opposing hormone to insulin is glucagon, a mobilization hormone that actually raises blood sugar levels, taking triglycerides out of the fat cells. When you trigger glucagon to be released, blood sugar stabilizes. Glucagon pulls fat out of your fat cells, then facilitates the burning of that fat. The cravings go away, and you feel satisfied. How do we get more glucagon? It is very simple. You turn it on by your choice of macronutrients. Glucagon is triggered by the ingestion of lean, complete protein. You control whether your body will dump glucagon or insulin into your bloodstream by what you eat. Glucagon minimizes the release of insulin. Protein not only releases glucagon, it also slows gastric emptying, meaning it slows down the rate at which carbohydrates enter your system. More on this later. Carbohydrates. Carbohydrates are the chief source of energy for all bodily functions and muscular exertion, and are foods about which people are most confused, according to the Nutrition Almanac. Carbohydrates are crucial to the body's recovery process, especially after working out. Carbohydrates are necessary to feed the brain, whose primary fuel is glucose. Simple carbohydrates are glucose, fructose, and lactose, and are found in simple sugars, fruit sugars, and milk sugars, respectively. All carbohydrates eventually break down into one of these three forms of sugar. Carbohydrates are foods that derive from plants and are the only source of dietary fiber. There are two types of fiber, water-soluble fiber and non-water-soluble fiber. Non-water-soluble fiber keeps the colon clean and is found in fresh fruit and vegetables. Water-soluble fiber helps lower cholesterol in a non-toxic way and is found in foods such as Opran, oatmeal, and whole oats. Naturally grown carbohydrates are loaded with fiber. The conversion rate, or how fast the body transforms carbohydrates into sugars, is referred to as its glycemic index. Foods that transform into sugars rapidly are considered high glycemic carbohydrates, while foods that break down more slowly are considered low glycemic carbohydrates. Most processed foods contain high glycemic carbohydrates because they have been refined, and most of the fiber, protein, and natural fat have been removed in the refining process. When eaten alone, high glycemic foods cause hyperglycemia, which is a condition when blood sugar goes too high. This spike in blood sugar gives a temporary higher sugar rush. The pancreas monitors blood sugar. When the blood sugar goes too high, the pancreas acts to reduce it by releasing a fat-storing hormone called insulin. Insulin attacks excess glucose and converts it into triglycerides, blood fats, then stores the triglycerides in the fat cells. Insulin then lowers the level of blood glucose, but does not stop at the optimal level. Insulin keeps taking out the blood sugar until there is a deficit in the blood. It may drop your blood sugar too far, which is a condition called hypoglycemia. This is low blood sugar, which may cause one to feel hungry, moody, and possibly depressed. At this point, the brain does not have enough glucose to feed itself. It is hungry and not at its best. When the brain is deprived of glucose, it releases hunger pangs that ask you to eat. The brain sends out the signal to get more glucose into your system, and the fastest way to get glucose? You guessed it, by eating sugar. Now you are stuck in the sugar circle, which means that the more you eat, the more your body wants. These sugar cravings may overcome the individual, and that person eats more sugar and repeats the whole process over and over again. If you don't eat, your brain will go to its next source of glucose, which is transforming the protein of your muscles into glucose. This is not what we want to do. We are trying to build our muscle mass, not decrease it. The problem with the sugar cycle is that insulin is essentially a storage hormone evolved to put aside excess carbohydrates in the form of fat. So the insulin that is stimulated by the excess carbohydrates aggressively promotes the accumulation of body fat. In other words, when we eat too many carbohydrates, we are essentially sending a hormonal message via insulin. The message, store fat. Not only do increased insulin levels tell the body to store carbohydrates as fat, they also tell it not to release any stored fat. This makes it impossible to use stored body fat as energy. according to Barry Sears in the book The Zone. This is one of the main reasons our society is fat. A few other diets should be mentioned here. The Atkins diet has a viewpoint that people should give up eating carbohydrates and focus all of their food intake on proteins and fats. The Atkins diet does not take into consideration the types of fats to eat either. As we have just discussed, there are tremendous differences in the types of fat you eat. Atkins actually recommends that we take in butter, fats from steaks, and other saturated fats in any proportion we want. This leads the body to a state of ketosis, which is a toxic state where the body releases ketones in the urine from the breakdown of muscles as a source of glucose. This is not supported by any scientific evidence. An Atkins-type diet may help you lose weight, but the long-term consequences of a high-fat, high-protein diet are terrible and can lead to heart disease and cholesterol. The Zone, written by Barry Sears, Ph.D., is another popular dietary book on the shelves. This book is excellent in that Dr. Sears recommends balancing carbohydrates, proteins, and fats in every meal. Sears uses the glycemic index as his main measure as whether a carbohydrate should be eaten. Another author is Joe Dillon, who wrote his EnergyFirst.com program that recommends eating good fats, lean complete proteins, and food as grown carbohydrates in equal percentages throughout the day. One thing on which most experts agree is that the faster the carbohydrate enters the bloodstream, the more of a problem they are. When carbohydrates are eaten alone, the glycemic index is an accurate measure for the rate of absorption. High glycemic carbohydrates consumed alone raise blood sugar levels quite rapidly, providing bursts of energy that are followed by an energy letdown, according to the Nutrition Almanac. The glycemic index is dependent on several variables as well, such as the amount of cooking, processing, fiber, and fat. Reference material on the glycemic index values vary as well. The glycemic index does not take into account the nutritional value of foods either, so deciding to eat a certain type of food strictly on the glycemic index is not a good step. In the Live Lean program, you're not going to eat carbohydrates by themselves. We should always eat carbohydrates with a source of protein and fat. When carbohydrates are eaten with the other two macronutrients, protein and fat, and in the right proportions, they enter the bloodstream at a time-released pace. The glycemic load is how much the food will raise a person's blood glucose, blood sugar level, after eating it. The glycemic load of the meals and snacks you recommend assimilate into the intestines at a rate that keeps the blood sugar stable. I'm going to refer to a common sense answer to the type of carbohydrates that we should eat. They are called food as grown carbohydrates. For a complete list of food as grown carbohydrates, please see the website livelean.org. Food as grown carbohydrates contain loads of fiber, which slows the assimilation of that particular carbohydrate into the bloodstream. We slow the assimilation of a meal when the fiber from these food as grown carbohydrates is combined with protein and fat. When food as grown carbohydrates are eaten in the right proportions with lean complete protein and good fats, the rate at which the entire meal is assimilated will keep the blood sugar steady for hours, according to Joe Dillon and Joe Dillon Shares. Okay, what does all this glycemic talk mean? There are many different opinions on the subject. However, I'm going to recommend one single step that will help you understand what to eat. Stay away from processed and refined carbohydrates and eat naturally grown sources of carbohydrates combined with lean complete proteins and good fats. This will ensure that your blood sugar stays constant, limits the amount of insulin released, and maximizes the amount of glucagon released, thus triggering your fat-burning mobilization process. Please examine the graph on the meals page on livelean.org to understand what happens to one's blood sugar level when one ingests a high glycemic meal versus a low glycemic load meal balancing protein, carbohydrates, and fat. On that graph, figure A shows the blood sugar remaining constant with slow gastric emptying, while figure B shows the effect of a high glycemic load and a peak in blood sugar levels. In figure B, the peak is where the insulin is released, and the valley is where the hunger pangs are felt. This chart proves that in order to keep your blood sugar constant, you should eat the proper portions of the foods we mentioned above in their proper intervals. It is imperative that you know and stick to the portions that your body needs. Micronutrients and supplementation. There are many known micronutrients, minerals, and antioxidants found in food as grown carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. There are two kinds of vitamins, water-soluble and fat-soluble. First, water-soluble. B-complex, vitamin C, the bioflavonoids, beta-carotene. They are easily assimilated by the body. And second, fat-soluble. Vitamins A, D, E, and K that can accumulate if excess is ingested. Vitamins and minerals can be supplied by a varied whole food diet of fresh fruits and vegetables, whole grains, legumes, nuts and seeds, fish and low-fat animal products. There are a variety of vitamins and minerals found in the foods we eat that act as antioxidants. We will discuss antioxidants in a moment. An example is green leafy vegetables that contain chlorophyll. Chlorophyll is what causes photosynthesis, where leafy green plants gather carbon dioxide and sunlight and transform them into oxygen and carbohydrates. Chlorophyll is an excellent detoxifier and cleanser of the blood. Flower vegetables such as broccoli and cauliflower are rich in vitamins. Root vegetables such as carrots, yams, and sweet potatoes are great too, and are rich in antioxidants. We do not know all the vitamins and nutrients in foods. That is why it is so important to have a well-balanced diet consisting of many foods, including proteins, fats, and colorful vegetables. Just like working out with free weights in the gym hits the auxiliary muscles that are not hit with the machines, balanced foods gets all of those other auxiliary nutrients into our body. Supplementation is helpful to ensure that you have the right nutrients in your body at all times. Be careful not to give in to products that are just propaganda and gimmicks, feeding on the nutritionally illiterate. Supplementation is a good addition to clean nutrition, not a substitute. The recommended daily allowance, or RDA, is the minimum and not necessarily the optimum amount of vitamins and minerals. I personally take a multivitamin and 2,000 milligrams of C and E and a fish oil each morning. Another type of supplementation is a protein powder. There are a variety of protein powders in the market. Please be sure to choose an all-natural protein powder, as many of them contain chemicals that are toxic to your body. Remember, the goal is to eat every 2 to 3 hours. The best foods to eat are lean complete proteins, naturally grown carbohydrates, and monounsaturated fats. I consider a protein shake an emergency meal. I try to stick to real food meals and snacks. On the days when I do need a meal in a pinch, I take one to supplement my normal diet. Sometimes I'll have a protein shake before the gym or before bed. Normally, if I have a protein shake, I have an apple and a handful of raw nuts after drinking 2 scoops of protein powder from one of those shake bottles or blender. Juicing. Juicing is an excellent way to get a lot of nutrients into your body from vegetables and fruits. Remember, however, that the juice you are drinking is high glycemic when it is consumed alone. Be sure to add some sort of protein, fat, and fiber to the meal when you choose to juice. Also, keep the portions to about 8 ounces. I have seen people add juice to their diet, and they consume massive portions of juice, which increases their blood sugar rapidly, which defeats the point of this program. Remember, everything that goes in your mouth should be balanced with the 3 macronutrients, and in emergencies, fat or protein can be consumed alone, but do not eat carbohydrates alone, as your blood sugar will spike. What is an antioxidant? They are what combat free radicals. Oxygen molecules normally have 16 electrons. When something knocks one of those electrons off, like smoking, drinking, or junk food, it makes this oxygen molecule a free radical. It wants to bind with anything it can to get back that missing electron. We want to prevent that free radical from bonding with another cell, thus causing it to impede oxygen flow throughout the body. Instead, we want that free radical to bond with something that is called an antioxidant, which we are putting into the body on purpose. This will decrease the oxidation process in the body. We see oxidation all the time. What do you think rust is? Rust is oxidation of iron. The same may be said about paint on a car. When the paint oxidizes, it loses its luster. This process of oxidation is a major cause of the aging process and disease. Getting rid of these free radicals prevents oxidation. Antioxidants neutralizes these free radicals. Live Lean Nutritional Conclusion. The goal is to eat the correct types of foods in the right proportions and intervals of eating. This process will combine our foods in a way that slows the assimilation of foods into our bloodstream. The blood sugar level is what we are trying to keep constant with our eating habits. We want to minimize the release of insulin and maximize the release of glucagon. You can eat protein and good fats by themselves because they have no effect on blood sugar. Avoid eating carbohydrates by themselves because they will disrupt your blood sugar. Our goal is to make this as easy as possible. Simply choose 1 serving of food from the protein list, 1 serving of food from the carbohydrate list, and 1 serving from the fat list in your meal. And make sure your snacks are just smaller sized portions of the 3 macronutrients. An easier way to understand servings is to think of a serving as the size of a clenched fist for proteins and carbohydrates. Eat every 2 to 3 hours, and you will live an existence you never knew existed. You have more energy, be more alert, and be on fire. Planning the diet. We cannot just sit back and continue eating the way we are today, according to the seafood diet methodology. As you have just read, the seafood method of eating is truly hazardous to your health and counterproductive to increasing lean muscle mass and decreasing your body fat percentage. Again, the entire goal of diet is to increase our lean muscle mass while decreasing our body fat percentage, not merely to lose weight. The most important parts of living lean, and in a way that allows for your peak physical and mental performance, is to have the systems in place to eat the right foods every few hours. The reason why people do not stay in their ideal body composition is because they give up and veer off of the proper way of eating, which is primarily due to a lack of planning, execution, and peer pressure. Remember, your diet is a new way of life, and that once you truly grasp that change and plan your meals, you will look and feel the way you have only dreamed. You will not be a victim of the food manufacturer's nonsense anymore. The first step to living lean is to plan your shopping trips for your food. Please choose foods that are on the following lists. The best way to shop is to go to a bulk food store like Restaurant Depot, Costco, Sam Clubs, or another place where you can buy in bulk. This cuts down on the price per serving drastically and allows you to eat full meals for less than $5 a serving, often less than $3 per serving. Again, a serving is the size of your fist for protein and carbohydrates and the size of a tablespoon or your thumb for fats. Do this for 3 meals per day and 3 snacks. Some wholesale food suppliers require membership available only to businesses. All you need to shop there is a tax ID for business and a picture ID. My recommendation is to start an LLC for your business. In New Jersey, it costs $125. Even if you are one person, consider this starting a cafeteria for your business. And if anyone asks, say it's for your company cafeteria. Whether your business is one person or 100,000 people, it is your attitude towards it that matters. Feel as if you are the CEO of a 100,000-person company and act that way. When you have a 100,000-person company, be sure your cafeteria has the same menu, but with a lot more portions. Snacks. Snacks are considered to be one-third of a regular serving. There is a list of good snacks below, too. The key to living lean is knowing your staple foods, buying them in bulk, packing them properly, then you just cook them and eat them at the right times. If you are traveling on the road, you have to pack a cooler to go. The size of the cooler depends on how long you're going away for. If you are going away for a day, an ice pack, a bag of raw nuts, a few apples, and a few bottles of water will do the trick. If you're going away for a weekend, you'll need a larger cooler with more supplies. Just get the refreezable ice packs and put them in the cooler to keep your dietary supplies cold. Be sure that the ice packs are only directly touching your water bottles. If your ice packs touch your food directly, e.g. the apples or hard-boiled eggs, it freezes the food and will sometimes ruin the consistency. Then, when on the road, eat every 2 to 3 hours. Living lean requires eating the same foods a lot and experimenting with different seasonings to change the flavors and make them more appetizing. When you eat like this for a while, you start to enjoy the natural flavors of the food without seasoning. Your appreciation for the culinary arts increases drastically as well. Consider yourself a gourmet chef. Again, on a side note, it is a coveted and attractive skill knowing how to cook healthy, delicious meals. My normal dietary routine. Wake up, have a glass of water, and on some days a cup of black coffee. Black is important as the milk in the coffee is high glycemic unless taken with a protein, fat, and fiber. I put my feet in my sneakers and jump on the treadmill or go outdoors for 20 to 30 minutes. After my workout, I quickly shower, then go into my kitchen. I take out Quick Oats oatmeal, put one serving in a bowl with a teaspoon of chia seeds. They're very gelatinous when they're in the oatmeal, and they're absolutely delicious and really provide a tremendous amount of energy. A real superfood. And a tablespoon of raw, natural peanut butter. I put a kettle on the stove to boil water, cut up a pepper, an onion, and a tomato, pour half a quart of egg whites into a Teflon-coated frying pan, then I put the vegetables on top of the eggs, I put a lid on it so the pan is covered, and it steams the vegetables, put the burner on medium. When the water boils, I take the boiling water, pour it on the oatmeal, and pour the rest of the hot water into a pitcher with a green tea bag to make green tea. I check on the egg whites, vegetable mixture, and scramble them up. Then take the eggs off the frying pan and put them onto a plate. In this meal, the protein is the egg whites, the carbohydrates are the oatmeal and the vegetables, and the fat is the raw, natural peanut butter. Afterward, I wash the dishes, take out a chicken breast to defrost for lunch. I put the Ziploc bag of chicken breast in a long foil chafing dish and fill the chafing dish with cold water. I leave it in there until lunchtime. Cold water defrosts the meat without cooking it. You can also leave the chicken in the fridge overnight to defrost it. Just do whatever you prefer. At 10 a.m. I usually have a snack, usually a yogurt and an apple, or a protein shake and an apple. At about 11:30, I cover a baking sheet with tin foil, Take the chicken breast out of the chafing dish and add a Ziploc baggie and put the chicken breast on the tinfoil covered baking sheet. I cook a few extra chicken breasts at lunch, so I have them for dinner. I put some steak seasoning on the chicken, then put the chicken in the oven for about 400 degrees for about 10 minutes. After putting the chicken in the oven, I take a sweet potato, scrub it off with a brush to clean it, put it on a plate, and put it in the microwave for about 8 to 10 minutes, depending on the size of the sweet potato. After I hear the microwave beep for the sweet potato, I flip the chicken, put some seasoning on the other side, and put it in for another 15 minutes. If I have company, I put another sweet potato in after the first one is done. While that is going, I'll wash up some spinach and arugula, cut up an onion, pepper, and tomato, and make a spinach salad. I then go back to my desk and do some more work. From there, the microwave beeps, and it's time to set the table. After I set the table, I shut off the oven, take out the chicken with an oven mitt, put it on the plates, then I take out the sweet potatoes and cut them up into slices. I put balsamic vinegar and olive oil dressing on the spinach salad and serve the chicken. This meal is amazing and gives a stable blood sugar level and provides energy for hours. The fat in the meal is raw, extra virgin olive oil. At 3 p.m., I have another handful of nuts with an apple, or a protein shake with an apple, or a yogurt with an apple. Again, add some fat to your snack as well. A small handful of nuts to do the trick, or some flaxseed oil in your shake. At dinner, I usually prepare a sweet potato again with some salad as mentioned above, and have a similar meal with different seasoning on the meat. If I'm going to the gym that night, I will usually have a protein shake before the gym. When I get back from the gym, I will usually put a half a quart of egg whites on the pan again, boil some water, and have some oatmeal with that. One of my favorite treats before bed is to get a scoop of natural peanut butter. Again, make sure it's raw peanut butter, not made with roasted nuts, and mix it into the hot water and oatmeal. When you pour some milk into that mixture, it tastes absolutely delicious. In addition to that, another great thing is put some chia seeds into your oatmeal while the water's hot. They'll expand into a gelatinous type of nature, and they're absolutely delicious and a real superfood. That is pretty much the routine. It's very, very simple. Feel free to mix it up with the following list of good foods below. Just be sure to eat each meal and snack with a fist, thumb, protein, carbohydrate, monounsaturated fat serving proportions, and never eat carbohydrates alone. Again, you can eat proteins and fats alone because they have no effect on your blood sugar, but eating carbohydrates alone spikes your blood sugar. Again, very simple guidelines to follow, but when you are getting leaner every day, it's totally worth the effort. Food sources. From the Nutrition Almanac and Energy First program by Joe Dillon. Some of the foods below sound exotic, and they are, as this is a complete list of good food choices. Just be consistent with your macronutrient choices and eat the ones with which you are comfortable. Again, your cost per serving will be under $5 for each meal and snack you have, so this is way cheaper than going to any fast food restaurant. After you eat like this for a while, you will notice your food preferences change drastically, and you won't want to eat that refined food any longer. Please note that in the bad food section, alcohol is listed. There is absolutely no alcohol of any kind in this program. Alcohol is a toxic substance, depressant, and the purest form of sugar that exists. If someone challenges you on this, saying, "Come on, just have a beer," politely say no and that you are on the Live Lean program, and that you're getting and living lean is more important than putting alcohol in your body. Really, what you're saying is that you're choosing not to. Not that you can't, but you don't want it. If they persist into peer pressuring you to join them in their mediocrity, ask them how long they have had a drinking problem. If they continue to persist, question your friendship with that person, as they do not have your best interests in mind. Have a seltzer with lime or a water with lemon. Good food sources. We're going to start with fats. Basically, you want to have 1 tablespoon with each meal, and for snacks, include a little bit less than a thumb size portion. Okay, so if you're having an apple, just have a handful of nuts. That's all you have to have. So start with fats. The best choices are raw nuts of any kind, raw seeds of any kind, extra virgin olive oil, avocado. Now we're going to go to the omega-6 fatty acids. Black currant oil, borage oil, corn oil, evening primrose oil, lean meats, any raw nut, peanut oil, poultry, safflower oil, seeds, sesame oil, soybean oil, sunflower oil. Omega-3 fatty acids, canola oil, chia seeds, fish oils, flaxseed oil, flax seeds, green, dark, leafy vegetables, pustulane, soybean oil, soybeans, walnuts, walnut oil, roe, mackerel, anchovies, herring, salmon, sardines, whitefish, tuna, albacore, turbot, shark, bluefish, bass, striped tuna, lake trout, Atlantic sturgeon. Proteins. It's recommended you have about 0.5 to 1 gram per pound of body weight per day. So we're going to read out the type of protein, the serving size, and then basically the grams per portion, and then how much that is. So let's start it up. Chicken breast, white meat only, no skin. One breast, about 25 grams of protein. Turkey, white meat or dark meat, 3.5 ounces, about 25 grams for protein. Non-fat or low-fat cottage cheese. Again, be very careful with this, as sometimes low-fat is not really low-fat. Make sure the total calories from fat is less than 20%. So non-fat or low-fat cottage cheese, one cup, about 30 grams of protein. Lean white fish, 3.5 ounces, about 25 grams of protein. Seafood, 3.5 ounces, about 25 grams of protein. Non-fat cheese, again, an excellent source of protein, but the non-fat version. One slice is about 5 grams of protein. Skim milk, one cup is about 9 grams of protein. Non-fat plain yogurt, one cup, about 12 grams of protein. Non-fat sour cream, 1 ounce, 5 grams of protein. Non-fat cream cheese, 1 ounce, 5 grams of protein. Water-packed tuna, one can, about 24 grams of protein. Salmon, 3.5 ounces, 25 grams of protein. Egg whites, one egg white is about 3 grams of protein. Egg beaters, 8 ounces are about 24 grams of protein. Whey protein powder, one scoop is usually about 16 grams of protein. But make sure you get the purest protein you can. Try to avoid the chemicals in there if you're going to do the whey protein powder. Carbohydrates. All right, this is the most important one that we have to get a hold on, okay? Carbohydrates, they're called whole-grown carbohydrates, meaning they're actually real grown things in nature, not things that are processed, okay? That's literally what you have to know. This is the best types of carbohydrates. Here we go. Carbohydrates, all whole fresh fruit. That's apples, pears, peaches, oranges, melons, etc. All fresh frozen fruit, unsweetened. This is purely just frozen fruit. It's literally frozen. It's put in a bag and frozen. That includes strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, etc. All raw vegetables, spinach, cucumbers, tomatoes, carrots, etc. All steamed vegetables, squash, broccoli, green beans, etc. Grilled vegetables, onions, bell peppers, etc. Yams and sweet potatoes, two of my favorite. They're super easy to cook, and they last for a long time in your closet. It's almost like a backup. When you run out of spinach, you always have a sweet potatoes available for you. All whole grains, old-fashioned rolled oats, brown rice, wheat, etc. All whole grain products, and be careful. Multi-grain bread, whole wheat pasta, but make sure they don't contain any high fructose corn syrup. Just get the best natural ones you can. All legumes, that means beans, peas, lentils, green peas, non-fat refried beans, split pea soup, etc. Legumes are excellent for you. Again, don't forget, when you eat carbohydrates, make sure they're with protein and carbohydrate to balance the glycemic load from your stomach into your bloodstream. So let's go through now the bad food sources. Now, these are off the list. Do not eat them, okay, at all costs, unless you're at some kind of event where you're forced to eat them. And again, get into the mentality, not that you can have it, but that you don't want it. That's the whole deal here. It's a paradigm shift. It's not that you can have it. You don't want it. Why would you want to poison yourself with these foods? The bad fats, anything fried. Again, Chinese stars in your bloodstream. Butter, lard, margarine of any kind, mayonnaise, salad dressings, ranch, blue cheese, etc. For salad dressing, I highly recommend balsamic vinegar and extra virgin olive oil. It's delicious, and it's excellent for you. All cream sauces, Alfredo, Bernays, Hollandaise, bacon, sausage, and all breakfast meats. Don't eat them. Hot dogs of any kind, lunch meats, and all processed meats, a.k.a. salami and other fatty meats. All red meats, except in extreme moderation. Now, this is a very touchy subject, because if you eat very lean, like filet mignon, you can have it a few times a week, and again, run it by your doctor and cardiologist with your cholesterol, an excellent source of vitamins, but be very careful with your cholesterol and saturated fat. So if you're going to eat red meat, make sure it's the best possible red meat you can get. And again, if you buy it in bulk, you should be able to get the best, which would be a filet mignon, and try to trim the fat off it as well. Whole eggs, again, extreme moderation. If you're going to have some egg whites, put a couple whole eggs in there, but in moderation, and talk to your doctor or cardiologist according to your special needs. Cheese, all regular cheese, is 60 to 90% fat. It's all fat and bad saturated fat calories. All regular dairy products. This includes whole milk, 2% milk, etc. Even low-fat dairy products, 2% milk equals 37% fat. 1% in skim is okay because it's below the 20% area, right around there, 20% of the calories from fat. All processed oils, anything that's cooked or any type of deep-fried type of food, all processed oils are out. All roasted nuts and roasted seeds. This is huge, okay? When you roast a fat, it makes it toxic. So do not eat roasted nuts and roasted seeds. Peanut butter. Do not eat any peanut butter except raw and natural peanut butter. When you read the ingredients, if it says roasted nuts and all these other things, do not get it. Only eat peanut butters that say peanuts, That's it. Crushed peanuts. It's all you want. And you want the ones with the oil to separate. That's the good one. So just go get that. And once you acquire the taste for it, you'll never go back. Again, excellent thing to put into your oatmeal when the water's hot. You mix it in. It's an unbelievable snack. Gravy. Don't eat it. Those are the bad types of fats, okay? Now we're going to go into the bad carbohydrates. So bad equals processed, okay? That's what it is. Processed means refined. All the good is taken out of it, and it's only bad. Again, alcohol of any kind, beer, wine, scotch, etc. Don't do it. It's poison. You're putting it in your body. You're actually depressing yourself and also poisoning yourself. It's super toxic, and that's that. Sugar of any kind, brown, raw, turbinado, etc. Sugar is the most refined part of the plant you could eat, actually, of the sugarcane. It's like cocaine. Cocaine is the most refined part of the coca plant. This is the most refined part of the sugar plant. It's like a drug. Stay away from sugar of any kind. Sweeteners of any kind, Equal, maple syrup, etc. Stay away from them. They're pure sugar, pure high glycemic, and are counterproductive to becoming lean. All white flour products, including crackers, bread, tortillas, etc. Consider white flour the most refined possible substance that can come out of wheat. It's just like cocaine, again. Cocaine is the most refined part that can come out of the coca plant, and the same thing with flour. Consider it like a drug. Anything that's white and refined, consider it just like cocaine. It's like a drug. You might as well roll up your sleeve and inject it in. That's what you're doing to your bloodstream when you eat these type of products. Really, really take that analogy to heart. If you're struggling with weight, this is the understanding you need to have. Dry breakfast cereals, grape nuts, shredded wheat, etc. If you want to have a dry breakfast cereal, pour some Quick Oats into a bowl with some milk and eat that in the morning. And try to have a portion of, again, fat and protein with it, a handful of nuts, some egg whites. Do not have shredded wheat. It's just pure, pure high glycemic stuff. Grape nuts also. Stick to the rolled oats, which is the oatmeal. Cake of any kind, including fat-free. Why does it taste so good? Well, how is it fat-free? Because they add loads of sugar. Loads of sugar equals a spike in your bloodstream. Candy of any kind, including sugar-free and gum. The sweeteners are toxins, and in your body, the only place that the body stores toxins is in fat cells. So if you're eating toxic substances, which is what these sweeteners are in sugar-free products, they are being stored in your fat cells, so you're preventing your ability to remove the fat from your body. You're actually contradicting that whole process. Cookies of any kind, including fat-free. Pie of any kind, including sugar-free. Dried fruit of any kind. Fruit juice of any kind, including fresh-squeezed. Granolas and mueslis. Again, high glycemic stuff right there. Jams and jellies of any kind, including unsweetened. All muffins and donuts. Absolutely. Donuts are deep fried. And muffins, they're no longer made with corn. They're made with flour. Pure sugar. They should be called muffin cakes, not muffins. And donuts are white flour deep fried. Think about it. White flour pasta. Popcorn of any kind, including air popped. Any potato that is white inside. White rice and rice cakes. Sodas of any kind, including diet sodas. Remember, diet sodas contain a ton of toxins, and they promote the storage of fat, because fat is where the toxins are stored. So your body doesn't want to release them, otherwise it'll be poisoned. Again, the last one here, potato chips and pretzels. Again, super high glycemic, and potato chips are deep fried most of the time. So they're fried, and they contain tons of saturated fat. Pretzels, pure high glycemic. So this diet that you just read about, the good foods, contains 100% of the macro and micronutrients needed to live lean. This diet, combined with the following workout regimen, guarantees you'll be getting leaner every single day of your life. You will be progressing toward your goal of living lean, being buff, and feeling incredibly sexy. This entire process allows you to become an educated and literate food consumer. Please understand, now that you have read this section, you have the knowledge to eat in a way that will keep you in great health and getting leaner every day. You have the choice to put whatever you want into your mouth and follow an exercise routine that will allow you to look and feel great for the rest of your life. Remember, you are what you eat, meaning what you put in, you get out. Before you even go shopping, get rid of all the foods on the bad lists. Completely get rid of them. Just throw them out, or give them away to a charity or someone who has no food. But now that you know what this food is doing to whoever eats it, you may not even want to give it away. Get rid of all your bad foods. Get rid of them once, and go cold turkey into living lean. Now replace the spaces in your cupboards where you once had bad foods with your new food. Remember, too, that no one is perfect. You are allowed to have 3 off-program meals per week. If you have a night out with your friends or a wedding, you can enjoy what they are serving. There's no need to make a spectacle of yourself by refusing a home-cooked meal, homemade pie, or that piece of wedding cake. However, keep it to one serving. If you go out for pizza, have a slice or two, not 8. If you do eat 3 non-certified meals a week, it means that you have to be all the more conscious in your other meals and snacks for the rest of the week.
In terms of your nutrition, you have to get one thing straight. As Joe Dillon says, it's health first and taste second. You have to learn to enjoy the foods you're eating and appreciate getting lean. You will feel a drastic difference in your physical health in the first couple of days of your new diet because of new amounts of oxygen flow in your body. And remember, you're not even going to want those foods anymore when you're out to dinner because you know how they make you feel afterwards. Or you're sitting around with your friends and they're all drinking beers. You're not even going to want it because you know what the consequences are. You're going to feel like being healthy and you know the choices to make now. Your dietary literacy is now higher than 95% of the population. Remember in your journey to drink 12 to 18 glasses of water per day, to eat 3 to 4 smaller meals per day, and in between those meals, 2 to 3 snacks, as opposed to just having 3 large meals a day. Plan your grocery list and buy in bulk. Having a planned grocery list is the most important step. When you go out at night, late to dinner, stick to the program. Order something on the menu that is on the lists. If they don't have anything that is on the lists, ask them to make something off the menu. Come on, take control. The exercise program. The LiveLean.org exercise program is very straightforward. If a workout program is a completely new entity in your life, then you will need to ease into it in terms of weight and intensity. As always, when starting a new physical activity, mention it to your physician and inform him or her of your decision. Your first few workout sessions should be range of motion exercises only. The purpose of range of motion exercise is to get your muscles moving in the right direction. Follow the fitness videos on the LiveLean.org website, but start slowly for the first few weeks. Just get used to the movements. The purpose is to exercise properly and consistently. Even if you are a seasoned physical fitness buff, you know that you must not only have the desire to push yourself each day, but also have the goals in place to do so. You should have gone through the goal setting session on the LiveLean.org website, where you ask yourself a series of questions, answered them, and are now committed to accomplishing your goals. If you want to see a great example of self-discipline, rent the movie Castaway starring Tom Hanks. As an actor, Tom Hanks did something that was amazing. His character required him to be very overweight at the beginning of the movie, then for the final scenes of the film, he lost all the bad weight and was incredibly lean. If he can do it, you can do it. That is a belief you must embrace in all facets of your life. If someone has done something, you can do it too. You'll be training both aerobically, cardiovascular, and anaerobically, weight training. Aerobic training includes activities that raise your heart rate, which burns calories. Anaerobic training may also be called weight training, the purpose of which is to increase your amount of lean muscle mass, thus increasing your strength and metabolism. Physical training requires three basic principles. According to Mike Mentzer, the intensity of a workout refers to the percentage of possible momentary muscular effort being exerted. Brief refers to workouts that are short in duration, they're about 20 minutes apiece. Infrequent means to train each body part once per week to ensure that after you stimulate your muscles, growth and healing are allowed to occur. This means that you will train intensely with weights 3 days per week, preferably every other day, meaning Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. That's an example. It could be the other days as well, it could be a combination of those, but as long as you do 3 days a week. The purpose of your individual workouts is to bring your major muscle groups to complete failure, thus forcing them to grow during the recovery period. As Mike Mentzer says, it's only on the last repetition of a set carried to a point of momentary muscular failure that an individual is forced to exert 100% of their momentary ability. Executing that last, almost impossible rep causes the body to dip into its reserve ability. Since it only has a small amount of this reserve to draw upon before depletion occurs, the body protects itself from future assaults on its reserves by increasing its existing ability through the buildup of more muscle mass. The order of your workouts will incorporate a training strategy that allows complete failure in your muscle groups. In your body, you have major muscle groups and auxiliary muscle groups that are much smaller in size than the major groups. Our goal is to completely exhaust all the muscle groups in our body parts on which we are focusing for that particular workout. This should be done without our auxiliary muscle groups failing, thus becoming weak links before the major muscle groups fail. This requires what is called a superset for the exercises. A superset is a set where you immediately jump from one machine to the next within 3 seconds of finishing your last repetition. You will also be required to warm up for the first 2 sets of an exercise. However, on the 3rd set, you will push yourself to a 100% intensity, and in this set, you're going to push yourself to complete failure. This brings into play the concept of value, according to Mike Mentzer. Value is that which one acts to gain and or maintain. The goal of your workouts is to increase your repetitions and or weight from week to week.
Your weight training values are the weights and repetitions that you performed the previous week at 100% intensity. Your goal is to beat last week's repetitions and or weight this week by pushing yourself just one more rep. This is your receipt for working out and your value to which you will hold yourself true. To get to this level, please download the workout sheets from livelean.org and keep track of your workouts on a clipboard. The goal is to beat your last week's reps and or weight. The point behind this entire workout is to get stronger, because as you get stronger, your muscles will be getting bigger, thus increasing your lean muscle mass. The strength of one's muscle is directly proportional to the cross-sectional area of that muscle. So the stronger you get, the bigger you are getting, according to Mike Mentzer. This third set will allow you to gauge your progress in strength and also give you the motivation to beat your last week's reps and or weight. This third set should be kept between 6 and 10 repetitions, as any more is considered overtraining. So when you reach your 10th rep on a third set at a certain weight, that means that you go up in weight the following week. For example, on the last set of an exercise, if you did 50 pounds for 9 reps last week, this week you'd be pushing 50 pounds for 10 reps. Then the following week, say you do 50 pounds for 10 reps, you would push for 55 pounds for at least 6 reps the week after. This method of weekly goal attainment keeps you in a competition with no one but yourself and your fitness log. You will also avoid overtraining. According to Mike Mentzer, overtraining refers to performing any more exercise than the precise amount required for maximal results. You will be performing 2 semi-warm-up sets with the first sets of a muscle group, and in the last set, you will be going at 100% intensity, thus bringing that particular muscle to complete failure. You will see exactly what this means as the workout is explained. Before each workout, you should take 5 minutes to stretch your muscles. During both the stretch and the workout, be sure to breathe deep breaths. Note, all workout sheets are available for free download at livelean.org. All exercises have demonstration videos on the website as well. Cardio. One should do cardio every day as soon as they get up for about 20 minutes. Please choose one of the 3 cardio exercises: incline walking, heavy hands walking, or interval running. It sounds like a lot, but when you get into it, you will love it. I guarantee it. One of the things I love is what I call the shower rule, where I don't shower unless I work out. It's a very basic concept, but if you have time to shower, you have time to work out, and the way you feel afterwards is just awesome. Note, going to failure with some exercises is hazardous without a spotter. Be sure to never go to failure without a spotter on equipment where not being able to lift the weight would be hazardous to your health. An example of an exercise that is hazardous if you go to failure without a spotter is bench press with free weights. Just be really careful and don't be afraid to ask for a spotter. Just say, hey, give me a spot on this, and let them know how many reps you're going for. All right, let's get into the workout. Weight training day number 1. Is chest, shoulders, and triceps. Remember the auxiliary muscles we talked about. This is why it's in that specific order, okay? The exercises. Chest, 3 sets. Flat bench dumbbell flies, supersetted with incline bench press. Now, this is very important. Your triceps are much smaller than your pectoral muscles, so by doing flies first, you pre-exhaust your chest, and then you're not pre-exhausting your triceps. So when you do bench press, you're completely bringing your chest to failure. Very important. So 3 sets of that. Shoulders, 3 sets, side dumbbell raises, supersetted with side swings. Please see the website for a video on how to do it. Triceps, 3 sets, skull crushers, supersetted with kickbacks. Again, jump right from that exercise right to cardio, do 15 minutes of incline walking, or do a class at the gym. Just time it right so as soon as you finish your workout, you get right into the class. Weight training day number 2. Back, core, biceps, and forearms. Back, we're doing 3 sets of this. Shoulder width pull-downs, supersetted with cable rows. Please see the website for instructions. Core, 3 sets. Weighted back extensions, supersetted with leg raises. Again, see the website for that. Biceps, 3 sets. Preacher curl, supersetted with either seated dumbbell curls or spider curls. See the website for those. Forearms, very important. Great for handshakes and also just strength in general. You do reverse curls, supersetted with wrist curls. And then another one that we do for this is called hanging from the bar. You just hang from the bar for a total of 2 minutes. You may only be able to do about 15 seconds at a time because your forearms are so exhausted, but this will bring your forearms to complete failure and also give you a nice stretch. Last is cardio. Jump right from there, right on cardio. You're already in the gym, you jump on there, and it feels great. Or do a class at the gym. The only day that it's tough to do a class in the gym is on leg day, because sometimes your legs are so exhausted from the workout that you can barely participate in the class. But those days just do incline walking if you're too tired. But give it a shot. Weight training. Day 3.
Now, sometimes I choose legs for day one. So on weekends, I can do my adventure cardio, meaning go hiking, go dancing, do what I want to do without being hampered by my legs being exhausted from training them on Friday or Saturday morning or something like that. So weight training day one, I do legs, okay? And also, legs release a lot of testosterone because they're the biggest muscles in your body, so they help with muscle growth in other areas of your body as well. It's a very, very important thing to do legs. So we're going to start out with legs. Quads, we're doing three sets of this, okay? We're going to start with leg extensions, supersetted with leg press, okay? And these videos, again, are on livelean.org. Three sets of that. The next is hamstrings, three sets of hamstrings. Seated leg curls, supersetted with lying leg curls. Videos are on the website. Hips and groin, abductor and adductor, supersetted with each other, three sets of each. Calves, three sets, leg press calf exercise, supersetted with donkey calf exercises, or donkey calf raises. Those are videos on the website. Cardio after, immediately after your workout, jump right on the treadmill and do 15 minutes of incline walking or do a class at your gym. Just time it right so when you finish your workout, you're right into the class. It's very important because your heart rate is already up and your body's going to be much more efficient at burning calories. And on the weekend, have one day where you do something very adventurous. Like get out there, you know, go for a hike. If you're into cross-country skiing, do that. Whatever your adventure thing is, get out there and do it. Ice skating, whatever it is. Go out there and do something fun and use your body to do some outdoor stuff, what it was made for. That's called adventure cardio. Go out and have some fun. And then one day, take the day completely off, okay? And depending on how you structure your week, you can have an off day where you eat kind of whatever you want, or, you know, have one of your meals be an off meal if you had a few during the week. So take one day completely off from training, though, whatever, Saturday or Sunday, or another day during the week if you have to, if your schedule requires that. As you can see, weight training day one is upper body push muscles. Day two is upper body pull muscles, and weight training day three is lower body. This sequence allows for the body to train in a natural progression, allowing each auxiliary muscle to be pre-exhausted before its high-intensity set. Another option is to switch day one to lower body so that your legs are well-rested by the weekend, so you can be at your best for your weekend adventures about what you will read in a moment. Aerobic training. As a part of the Live Lean program, you should do a minimum of 3 days of cardiovascular exercise in addition to your weight training days, which also include cardio after your weight training workout. I recommend doing cardio every day upon getting out of bed. Once it becomes a part of your routine, you will wonder how you ever live without it. Just do it. You just learned how to build your lean body mass. Now it is time to use that lean muscle mass to bring your body into a state where it will use your stored fuel or fat. The actual meaning of aerobic is with air and oxygen. The purpose of aerobic exercise is to burn fat and increase your cardiovascular health, meaning the health of your heart, lungs, and circulatory system, according to Joe Dillon. The goal of aerobic exercise is to use a large percentage of your lean body mass to burn calories. In the LiveLean.org program, we recommend 4 cardiovascular exercises based on your fitness level. Beginner, incline walking. Intermediate, heavy hands walking. Advanced, interval running. Classes of all levels. These can also be alternated or substituted by other activities such as cycling, stair climbing, elliptical, rowing, etc. Just make sure you get your intensity level up. Incline walking. Incline walking is the first type of cardiovascular exercise that we recommend. It is low impact, so you're not beating down your knees and joints, and is easy to ease into. This is my favorite thing to do in the mornings as I jump out of bed. After about 5 minutes of it, you really warm up and can go much more intense. Incline walking is a great basic cardio. There are 3 variables, speed, incline, and duration. I recommend doing a 3.2 to 3.8 speed at about a 6 to 10 incline for about 20 to 30 minutes in the morning. This also is a great post-weight training cardiovascular exercise. When you do incline walking after workout, your heart rate is already elevated and you burn calories very efficiently. Heavy hands walking trademark. This is also a low-impact exercise. Heavy hands walking gives you a full body cardiovascular workout that uses both upper and lower body muscle groups to burn fat simultaneously. Most cardiovascular exercises consist of only lower body fat burning, such as regular walking, running, and biking. These exercises only use their leg muscles to burn calories. Some full body cardio exercises are swimming, cross country skiing, biking with moving handlebars, and a method of walking called heavy hands walking, from Joe Dillon Shares by Joe Dillon. I learned about this term after taking a course called Energy First, written by Joe Dillon.
Joe Dillon speaks of the body requiring from 8 to 9 times more oxygen to burn fat than other fuels such as protein or carbohydrates. The point of our cardiovascular exercise is to maintain a state where we're able to keep taking full breaths, thus providing our bodies with enough oxygen to burn fat for fuel. We want to avoid a state of huffing and puffing, for this state itself means that our bodies are in a state of oxygen deprivation and that we are unable to provide our bodies with the oxygen it needs to burn fat. When we enter the huffing and puffing state, our bodies continues to burn more calories, but not in the form of fat, but in the form of carbohydrates and protein. Our goal is to mobilize those toxic fat cells through our diet and exercise regimens, which occurs when performing cardiovascular exercise at 60 to 70% intensity. This intensity level brings you to a point where you can still take deep breaths about which we have been speaking. Another win-win benefit is that you will actually look forward to your workout every morning because you will not be killing yourself on the treadmill by bringing yourself to 100% heart rate. For some people, especially those who suffer from high blood pressure and heart disease, it is actually dangerous for them to push their hearts to 100% intensity. As Joe Dillon teaches in his Energy First program, heavy hands walking is very simple and will burn tremendous amounts of fat due to its complete aerobic workout and its 60 to 70% intensity effort. The speed at which you are going to walk is the speed where, if you were to walk any faster, you'd break into a jog. The term heavy hands refers to the brand name of the weights that you carry in your hands. If you want to research this exercise, simply Google heavy hands walking. To start, these will be 1 pound weights for women and about 2 pound weights for men. There are 4 basic motions in this exercise as described by Joe Dillon in his Energy First program. Please visit the aerobic workout page on livelean.org to see demonstration videos. The first exercise is pump and walk. In this first technique, you will keep your elbows by your waist and pump your weights up like you are doing a bicep curl. You will do 1 pump with 1 hand per step. This is the basic motion and is the exercise that you will do in between sets. The second exercise is chest flies. Keep your hands at chest height and your elbows at your sides at about 90 degree angles. As you walk, you will pull the weights in with 1 step and push back on the second step like you are trying to touch your shoulder blades together. Lateral raises. Start with your hands at your waist and your elbows at about 90 degrees. Your shoulders are your pivot points. Each step you take, you will raise one of your arms. And the fourth exercise is overhead press. Keep your hands at shoulder height and extend your hands up at a full extension, then put your hands down again to your shoulders, basically shoulder presses. The exercise will work like this. We are speaking about week 1 now, so we will say 25 reps with 1 pound hand weights. Pump and walk 50 to 100 steps. Then do 25 repetitions of chest flies while walking. Then pump and walk about 50 to 100 steps again. Then perform 25 lateral raises while walking. Then pump and walk about 50 to 100 steps. Then perform 25 overhead presses while walking. As Joe Dillon says in his course, this spells out the acronym FLOW, which is trademarked. Flies, lateral raises, overhead presses. You should get 4 sets of this flow sequence in a 30 to 40 minute workout. In week 2, you will increase your workout to 30 repetitions and move up 5 repetitions per week until you reach 50 in week 6. Your workout should last between 20 and 40 minutes. After each set of your sequence, increase the speed a bit and also increase the incline by 1/2 step to 1 step increment. The next is interval running. Interval running is a great way to really get a high intensity cardiovascular workout. Get your heart rate up and get your endorphins flowing. In addition to burning fat, the process is simple. I learned this cardio exercise from Bill Phillips in his excellent Body for Life program. You exercise for 20 minutes on the treadmill, depending on your fitness level. You will start slow at a fast walk for most at about 4 miles per hour, 6.4 kilometers per hour, then run each minute according to the following chart. So basically you start out at minute 1 at about 4 miles an hour, minute 2 is 4 miles an hour just to warm up, minute 3 is 5 miles an hour, minute 4 is 6 miles an hour, minute 5 is a peak, so you're about 7 miles per hour. Then minute 6, you're dropping down to 4 again. This is the interval. You're going down again. Minute 6, you're at 4. Minute 7 at 5. Minute 8 at 6. Minute 9 at 7, again at the peak. Minute 10, you drop down to 4. Minute 11 at 5. 12, 6. 13, 7. Again, down, again. Minute 14, you're at 4 miles per hour. Minute 15, you're at 5 miles per hour. Minute 16, you're at 6 miles per hour. Minute 17, you're at 7 miles per hour. Minute 18, again at a peak now, at 8 miles an hour. And then minute 19 and 20, you just stay at 4 miles per hour for a cool down. So by the time you get to the last peak in the last interval of the exercise, you'll be in a full sweat and have a great workout. You'll feel your intensity level go right to the top. You can also try the interval running setting on the treadmill. Again, please see the website, livelean.org, for a video on this. Classes. Classes at your gym are an excellent way to push yourself past where you thought you can go. You also have the chance to meet a ton of new people, in addition to burning fat. I highly recommend classes at your gym, no matter what fitness level you are. The best time to do your cardio workouts is in the morning before breakfast and immediately after your weight training workout. This gives you two major benefits. One, you will immediately attack your fat cells because your body has no other food in it at the time. And two, you will get your workout over with in the morning, freeing you to socialize or work on goals at night. On the mornings when we are doing cardio, I recommend getting to the habit of doing it every day. Get up and train immediately. Get up, put your feet in your sneakers, and get on the treadmill or pavement, and do it, and associate pleasure with your exercise. Remember that when you do cardio, the whole day will be better. Plan your day according to it, and do it. If you ever wake up and don't feel like doing it, remember that you are going to spend the time doing something, so mentally get through that feeling and push yourself to work out. On your weight training days, it is up to you as when you will schedule the time you want to work out. It is really what works for your schedule. Immediately after your weight training workout, jump right on the treadmill and do some incline walking or do a class. Push yourself post-weight workout and you will maximize fat loss. Adventure cardio. On your weekends, you really know you are living when you do something adventurous outside. There are tons of excellent activities that afford us an active lifestyle at any time of year. Depending on where you live, there is running, walking, mountain biking, hiking, canoeing, rollerblading, skiing, ice skating, roller skating, cross-country skiing, rowing, water skiing, and swimming, just to name a few. Try to do some of these activities on each weekend morning or day, and do something that puts you in touch with nature. Do this by yourself or with your significant other, your friends, your family, whoever. Just do it. There's so much to see and do out in the world. Go out there and explore it. When you do it, you're going to be in great shape, which makes it even more enjoyable. When you go into the wilderness, be sure to pack with you your meals and your water and eat them in the proper balance in the right frequency. When you perform these activities, be sure they are in addition to your regular training routine. Remember, also, to become more active in general. These days, people attempt to automate almost everything. Try to be as active in all of your activities. When there is work to be done, really want to do the work, because by doing that work, you will be getting in better shape by burning more calories. Take this example from Prevention Magazine. Instead of do this and burn these calories, okay, that's what we're going to go through a chart. Instead of using a lawn service, garden and mow your lawn for 30 minutes a week, you burn 360 calories. Using the car wash once a month, wash and wash your car 1 hour per month, it's about 282 calories. Shopping online or shop at the mall, in addition to meeting cool people, is 210 calories. Hire someone to clean and iron. Iron and clean your home, 30 minutes apiece, 152 calories each. Let the dog out of the back door or walk the dog for 30 minutes, 123 calories. Use a leaf blower for 30 minutes or rake a leaf for 30 minutes, that's 50 calories. Sitting while listening to a lecture, 60 minutes. Give a lecture, 60 minutes, it's 40 calories. In addition to that, if you're sitting and reading a book, you can also listen to a book, and you still burn a lot of calories, whatever it is, 123 calories for that walk. Recline while talking on the phone, 30 minutes. Stand for the phone call, 3 10-minute phone calls, 16 calories each. Buying pre-sliced vegetables, wash and slice and chop your vegetables, 15 minutes apiece, that's 13 calories. Using the garage door opener, get out and open the garage door twice a day, that's 3 calories a time. And use a remote control to change the channel, and get up and change the channel, that's 3 calories. Right there, it doesn't sound like much, but that's 1,300 calories right there. So that's a lot of calories. So point is, get up and get active. It's a really, really, really effective way to live your life. These little decisions to become more active have a tremendous effect on your calorie burning ability. And as your lean body mass grows, these activities will burn more calories. I always try to turn liabilities into assets, meaning to turn something that normally takes money out of my pocket and turn it into something that puts money into my pocket. If you're working out cardiovascularly 3 days a week, perhaps you could teach an aerobic spin or other type of exercise course where you can work out and be paid for it. These are just out-of-the-box ideas. The third type of fitness is that of stretching and flexibility. Being a part of this training requires that you look into something that will actively give you time to use your body in new ways. Martial arts and yoga are two great ways to stretch, breathe, and meditate, and also connect your mind and body. I recommend you look into your local area to find a dojo and yoga studio and try them out. Try by going maybe once a week, and you will feel a whole new air of confidence and awareness in your everyday life. I am personally a student of Aikido and yoga, and they both have benefited me tremendously, as well as introduced me to a great group of people. Conclusion. I once met a Mennonite man from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and he was 75 years old, and he was still working physically on his farm. He said he was the youngest of 9 children, and that his oldest sister was 95, and she is still very active and alert. I asked him the secret to his physical success, and he described a diet that was full of non-processed, food-as-grown foods, and consistent physical activity, essentially the LiveLean.org program. This man's results count. The secret to healthy living is healthy eating and physical activity. This man's entire family is alive and active, and they are nearing 100 years old. Most of our society feels old at 50 and can't wait to retire because of their improper diets and non-existent physical activity. So now that you know how to build muscle, burn fat, and how the body works, you will have the power to progressively realize your goal of a lean, healthy body. You should be proud. You now know more than 95% of society about fitness and health. Please remember to stay true to the dietary and physical fitness goals you set. I once heard character defined as being able to stay true to a goal long after the passion for that goal is gone. Give this program 6 months, and you will be a different person than when you started it. Remember, just because you are working out, that does not mean you can eat whatever you like. Now that you're working out, your body requires the proper foods about which we have spoken even more than it did before. You are breaking down your muscle fiber and building new ones. You are leaving a bit of everything you eat on those muscles, so be sure you put the right things in your body. One of the students of this program once said that when he eats the breakfasts I recommend, he feels like he can run through a brick wall. Following the Live Lean program, you will feel this way all the time. In our office, we eat Live Lean lunches, as you probably saw on our website, and every day we all marvel at how much energy we have. It's simply amazing when you get into it. In conclusion, as Mike Moore says, you only live once, so why not live lean? As you perform the Live Lean dietary and fitness program, you will feel dramatic results by building muscle and burning fat every day of your life. You will feel better and see and feel the results almost immediately. You now know that the condition of your body is not a mysterious thing over which you have no control. Please know that you can do this. Once you get used to how to eat and train like this, your entire life will change. Get a good friend to do the program with you, and get hardcore about it. Hold each other accountable and support one another. Living lean is leadership at its best. How can you expect your children, those around you, and society in general to be in good shape if you aren't? True leaders motivate others by their actions, not just their words. They don't just talk the talk, they walk the walk. As you learn to purchase, pack, prepare, and serve properly proportioned, macronutrient-balanced meals and snacks, you too will be an activist in the health community by your leadership. Ladies and gentlemen, if I can do it and make these changes in my life, you can do it. You are capable of great things, and I have complete faith in you. If you fall down, just get back up. You got this. This is Thomas Roman. Remember, by living lean, you're a leader to everyone around you. Thanks for your time.